The readings speak to us all about the great desire of our Lord and of his disciples, the church, for the conversion of the Jewish people, the chosen people of the Old Testament, and all of this in preparation for the second coming of Jesus Christ. The responsorial psalm says, "Praise the Lord, Jerusalem," that is, "Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, your Messiah, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Praise God the Father." Why? He has blessed your children within you by sending you the Messiah. So at the first coming, Jesus Christ is there in today's gospel trying to lead the scholars of the law, the Pharisees, the leading Pharisees, to faith, right, by his wisdom and by his miracles. But we see a certain hardness of heart, don't we? Our Lord asks them a basic question: is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not? Right? These are scholars of the law. These are the leaders. And yet, they kept silent. And so our Lord heals this man and then asks him a follow-up question. "Who among you, if your son or ox falls into a cistern, would not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" But they were unable to answer his question. That is, unable to answer it without putting themselves in an uncomfortable position. But it shouldn't have been an uncomfortable position, right? If we're standing in the truth and in sincerity and uprightness of heart and mind, then it shouldn't be uncomfortable, right? So maybe not so much unable to answer the question as unwilling to answer the question. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 674, says, "The glorious Messiah's coming is suspended at every moment of history until his recognition by all Israel. For a hardening has come upon part of Israel in their unbelief toward Jesus." And so this is what we're praying for. This is what we're working for, right? This is what St. Paul was working for in today's first reading. He says, "I have great sorrow and constant anguish in my heart for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh." Because he's out there, sent by our Lord to evangelize and convert people, and his own people, his own kindred according to the flesh, are rejecting his message. Right? He, like our Lord in today's gospel, St. Paul is also experiencing that hardness of hearts. You know, and we're so used to it because we read about it in his letters, in the Acts of the Apostles. But that was probably not St. Paul's expectation. Right? He saw the evidence from Scripture, right? The testimony of the apostles who were with him for 3 years in formation, the signs and miracles that they were doing. He could have been very anticipating a great conversion. Instead, they were hardened. And though some converted, it seems as though most did not. And so, like our Lord, whose heart was grieved at the hardness of the hearts of the Pharisees, St. Paul is in great sorrow and constant anguish in his heart. "They are the children of Israel. Theirs the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. Theirs the patriarchs. And from them, according to the flesh, is the Christ." And it's now slipping through their hands because they're saying no. And so, the mystical body of Christ, the church, we continue to work and pray for the conversion of all Israel, precisely in preparation for the glorious Messiah's coming. Right? The glorious Messiah's coming, the second coming, is suspended at every moment of history until his recognition by all Israel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.